everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. Today's wonderful episode is on a non-book talk book, Don't Hex and Drive by Juliet Cross.
Yes, and if any of you guys follow us on TikTok, we got these books as like a get a book for the other person.
Valentine's theme.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, surprise.
Yes. So actually one full year ago.
So actually not as bad as I thought. I thought it was like a long time ago. Only 1 year.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
But finally I got to it.
The funny thing is that a lot of the times people buy books and don't read them for a long time. So 1 year, I think, is actually pretty good.
I think you read it pretty early after we bought him, right?
Because I knew that if I didn't, it would just sit on the shelf.
So good thing she did, because it took me months to read it after she read it. So it's been a while.
Out.
Yeah. We'll just jump into our rating now. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
3 stars.
Okay. I did know that Amy did not really like it that much after a little bit of a conversation. So I'm very interested because I liked it. But it's about this witch who gets hit by a vampire. And then he moves in next door to her and she lives like with her family. And
it's about their relationship while navigating a subplot of a mystery going on in this paranormal town that they live in. The mystery is that I think girls are disappearing, young witches or girls, someone's disappearing. People are getting kidnapped. And so we find out as you read the book that the vampire is brought in because he comes from this ancient line of vampires where he can track down people. And so he was called in to help solve this mystery. And so that would be the subplot of the book. And it's mainly like a paranormal romance, as you can see, because we talked about witches and vampires. But it's about like their romance and how it develops. So it starts off as enemies to lovers because he does hit her with his car. And then I would say a slow burn because they don't really become like lovers until a while. So yeah, that is the main plot of the book. And this book is also a part of a series in a sense where the series focuses on a different sister within this main character's family. And so this book, I believe, is the second or the third book.
Oh.
And so I will now let you know what I thought about the book.
Yes, please. So, sorry.
Yeah.
Before she says that, I picked this out for Amy because I thought she was in, like, the witchy kick. Like, she likes the cozy witchy books. So, picking it out, I thought it was like that. And now she'll tell us why she doesn't like it.
No, me too. I was really disappointed because I was in the witchy kick. Because I had read something Society of
Irregular Witches.
Irregular Witches. Yeah. And I liked that. And you didn't. You thought
yeah.
it was okay.
Yeah.
Right? And I have been in that paranormal romance, that kind of genre. I was really liking it. And cozy fantasy. So this book is supposedly up my alley. But I think that something about maybe the chemistry between the main character, so her name is Isadora, and then the guy's name is Devraj. So between them, maybe it was because it was like a slow burn, or maybe I felt like it was hard to see them together. It was like hard for me to just be with their chemistry. And that's like the main part of the book, you know? Or maybe it was also like I didn't like Isadora that much as a character.
Wow.
Which is weird because she is an introvert as well. And I'm an introvert. And she likes her plants. And I'm like, maybe it's because she was not the older sister in her family. Because I am the oldest child. So I was actually intrigued when the oldest sister came in and she was like, I don't know, mayor or something. She was like in charge of something.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, wow, she's cool.
Okay.
So I think maybe that was like the boulder for me, where it's like, oh, if I couldn't connect with the main character, it was difficult to follow into her love life and all that that was going on. Secondly, for the subplot of the book, I think because this was my first book, it was hard for me to jump in with all the different sisters. And then there were other characters at like a bookshop or cafe or something like that. So, too many characters. So I think like those were the two things that kind of made it difficult for me to really love the book. But I wanted to like it. Like, I was sad because that is the kind of book that I like, where it's not too heavy. And it's like still has magic in it. And it's like cozy. And like the vibes were there. I just couldn't connect. I think that's what was missing.
Mm. So have you read the older sister's book?
I'm thinking like maybe I should read the older sister's book and see if I like it.
I think you should. Yeah, because I did like, you know, is she the one who had that sort of romance with
I don't know. The guy who was in charge. There was another guy who was in charge.
Yeah. I was kind of intrigued. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, that could be something you could read it and see if it's just the main characters that you didn't really like, or if it's this author's writing style that perhaps, like, you don't like that as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yes. But it's been a while and you've had no urge to read her book, or that her book's not out?
I think it just hasn't... It's on my TBR.
Oh.
But it hasn't been pushed up to read.
Wait, so you know what book it is?
Yeah, something about a wolf. That's why I thought I was like, oh, is it a
wolf?
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay, that's exciting. Okay.
It's a blue book cover. That's all I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would...
Look it up.
She's going to tell us what it's called.
Yeah, you just keep going and I just...
I mean, I liked it, but I can see how the difference between what I like and what you like, we can kind of see it starkly in that I like this book and I didn't like the Irregular Witches book. So, and they do feel very, very different, even though they have very similar concepts. So I think it's you can sort of tell where we diverge.
The book is called Wolf Gone Wild. Blue.
Okay, I think I have seen that. Okay, wait, what's the star rating on that?
Less than the Hexen Drive.
Oh my gosh.
3.93.
Less than 4.
The other one was 4.09.
Wait, let me see this. Wow.
I know. Because the thing is, if you don't know, I usually only read books that are good read average, 4.0 and higher. And so, doesn't mean I won't read this book, but still.
The third book has 4.14 stars.
So even better.
The fourth book has 4.22 stars.
So she gets better as she continues writing. That's what I'm seeing.
Apparently. Honestly, it was a good book. Wow, it just keeps going.
She had a lot of sisters, remember?
Yeah. See, I think Jules is the big sister.
Is that the next book?
This is book 5.
Oh. I think Jules is the big
Yeah, and sister, then that's right? The Vampire Overlord. So that's
So I should read book 5.
Yeah.
What is it called?
It's called Resting Witch Face.
Ooh.
I mean, are these all standalones? Because clearly Don't Hex and Drive, I did feel like it was a standalone.
Yeah, I think they are standalone.
Okay, so you could read book 5 and have no detriment.
That's true. Will you read it with me?
Of course.
Yay!
So, the series has a lot, and I agree that she does have a lot of sisters, but I guess I was not expecting that. Because also, it came out in 2020, which, no offense to Barnes & Noble, but I feel like their selection of books cycles out pretty quickly, but maybe not, because we picked this up.
Yeah.
Then. So, sorry. Thank you. Oh, I'm very excited!
Wow. Yeah, so Resting Witch Face came out in 2022.
Mm.
So even closer to us. Because it's like October 2022.
Yeah.
Even newer.
But now I'm just thinking, I don't think, like, did I just pick out the second book? Or did they only have the second book at Barnes & Noble? I don't know. That's interesting.
Do you think you took the cover into account at all? Like, probably. Oh, it looked really nice.
It did look nice.
It's like a nice green tone.
Yeah. I'm not, the blue is not that nice. Yeah. And it's got a little picture of, like, somebody, whereas mm-hmm. the one you showed me with the other one was just, like, words mm-hmm. and filigree. So mm-hmm. I do probably think I took that into account. Okay. Yeah. I liked it.
What did you like about it?
I do like enemies to lovers, although it was... She kind of hated him for no reason, but I was like, that's fine. But then I think when you have kind of a quirky, ditzy main character and then a stoic, serious, like, male main character, that's, I kind of, like, I like that, the dynamic between the two. Oh,
yeah.
So maybe that. Plus, I always like a little mystery. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, I did not find that there were too many characters. Because, yes, there were a lot of sisters, but I think you kind of just know the main ones. Mm. Like, the big sister.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah. And then all the other sisters are one sister.
Yeah. Because I was like, were there twins?
Yeah, I feel like there were twins.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of just block out everybody else. But that's why I'm so interested that the second one was that one, and then mm-hmm. the fifth one is the big sister. Like, I would assume three is the big sister because she was very in this book.
She was in this yeah. book. She was involved with everything that was going on with the mystery side of it.
Yeah, so you would kind of think it would transition, but I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, I remember that the main character was sad, and there was another sister that was, like, kind of giving her advice. So maybe that one is the third book.
Yeah.
Because the big sister was mainly just for the mystery part of it, because she was in charge, so she was working with the other vampire.
Well, that's why I thought it would be next, because she's working with the other vampire. Like, yeah. clearly that, you can obviously tell.
There was chemistry there.
Yeah, I'm like, that's next. And then, lo and behold, it's not until three books later. So, I was, okay.
You gotta keep them on your toes.
So, I hope that you would like the fifth book.
I hope so, too.
And then I could have the second one.
Yeah.
And you could have the fifth one.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There we go.
Yeah. But I do like that there's kind of more magic, because all of her sisters have different kinds of magic. So yes. I liked that. That was cool.
That's true. I like that, too.
Yeah.
I liked the world that they were in.
Yeah.
How all these different creatures, you know, like powers and things like that, like, live together. But also with regular humans, too, right? I think, like, that just makes it kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe there's a witch out there. Like, the thought that it could be real. When there's, like, real humans and magical people, I'm like, wow, what if this was real?
Potentially, you read it too close to the irregular society of
yeah,
witches.
Yeah, because I did read it.
Yeah, because if you think about it, it's like a community of witches. This is a community of witches trying to, like, solve a mystery of somebody missing.
That's true.
So, maybe you would have liked it more if you did wait.
After a few months, you think?
Yes, I would say. But probably not, just because I didn't like the one that you liked.
I don't know. Like, the more and more we read, it's just, I'm really believing that reading moods play a huge role in liking the book or not, right? I think that, in general, like, maybe if the book has writing style or something that's, like, significant, like, oh yeah, for sure, no matter what, if I read it. Allie Hazelwood, for example, if I read it, whenever, I wouldn't like it. But there's been certain times where I'm, like, I'm in a good reading mood, and I'm just like, four star, five star, you know?
Yeah.
It has to have some kind of role.
I think so. But at the same time, it can't be that far off.
You think it's like a half star off? Or one star off?
Honestly, I'm not even sure I think it's off. I know.
You think it's on?
I know we've talked about this before, but I think it plays a part in your enjoyability of the read, but in terms of actually reading something, mm-hmm. I think if you read a bad book after a good book, it will put you in a slump, despite the fact that you read it after a good book. But similarly, if you read a good book after you read a bad book, it will still be a good book. So that's why I'm like, I know I just said that, oh, maybe if you read it a little further after that book.
But you change your mind. Yeah. You take it back.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah. But I don't think any time I could have read The Irregular Society...
Uh-huh. You would have liked it. You just...
Yeah, I don't think I would have ever been like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. I forgot. What did you not like about that book?
I think I didn't like the writing style looking back on it, just because I remember what happened in the book, but at the same time, what happened is in a vague, hazy cloud of, did this happen? If that makes sense.
Sometimes writing style is just, that's it. Like, if you can't connect, then no matter what the plot is, no matter how cool the character is, it's just not gonna do it for you. Mm. So, I'm hoping for this book, it's not the writing style.
It might be.
Oh, no.
Because can she write the main character that different from this main character that you would like it?
Oh.
Like, the older sister is going to be so much better than this sister.
Was this sister a little annoying to you?
A little.
Yeah, she was a little annoying to me, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know, but similarly, just because when characters are so staunch in their beliefs, like, oh, I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, can you relax and maybe consider that you don't hate him?
Yeah.
Is what gets annoying. When it's like over and over and over again, it's like, oh my gosh, get over it. He hit you with a car, so what? You're fine.
You're a witch. Yeah. Shake it off.
Exactly. You were driving in the dark or bike riding in the dark.
Yeah.
As you were describing the book to me, I couldn't help but think of that one book that has, like, this rose on the front, and it's by, like, Olivia Blake or something. And it's
One for My Enemy?
Yeah.
I liked that one.
Yeah. But it's kind of similar in that I was thinking of, like, a family. Well, yeah. But, like, a family of witches.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But kind of when you were talking about that you liked the older sister, and then in that book, it just got me thinking about the older sister in that book.
I liked the older sister in the yeah. book. And the older brother from the other family, actually. So are we sensing a pattern here? I only like characters that I can relate to.
Well, that's everybody, right? So only recommend Amy books where they are the older sibling. Got it.
They assume older sibling roles.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about Terms and Conditions... Did you read that one?
Like, about the first one?
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about the first one. The Fine Prince, the first one.
I read
the Fine Prince. But I was like, similarly, they are brothers. Do I know which one's older? No. But I didn't like that book.
Me neither. The first book.
And I'm just coming up with series that have siblings.
Oh, yeah. Let me try to think of one. Iron Flame and Fourth Wing. Violet is not an older sibling.
Wait! Okay, guys, because I was just telling Amy about Quicksilver, and this main character is the older sibling. So, because I was telling Amy that I think she would like it. And now, confirmed, since she is older sibling, she will like it. Without a doubt.
It's a done deal.
Done. You don't even have to read
it. Just rate it right now.
5 stars. So yeah, I'll just make sure I'm only recommending books. Can they be an only child?
Yeah, I think that's fine because they assume responsibility. That's also why Honey Creek Cafe, I liked Piper. She wasn't the older sibling. But she was, because her brother was a ranger.
Oh.
But she was the only one there. Yeah. So she assumed the older sibling slot.
Debunked.
Wait, what about you? Do you think you love all? You open to all?
Yeah, I don't think I
have a preference.
Necessarily think anything of it. Because it can go either way for me, I think. Like, an older sibling can either be too strict or the younger sibling can be too loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really sure. It depends on how they're written more. Because when I think about One for My Enemy, I'm like, yeah, they were kind of strict. And I felt bad for the younger sibling. Honestly, I don't really think, yeah. I don't think that much. Because at the same time, I have a brother who's older. But sometimes I feel like I'm the one who's older. So I think maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why,
it's just like a flip-flop situation.
Mm-hmm. No, this is great.
Yeah, because I think there's something about being an older sister that is very, very specific to being an older sister. Mm-hmm. So if you're not an older sister, you don't quite get it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're on the nose. I'll quote you on that.
What? Write it down in my journal.
Down.
Haley said something actually possibly insightful. But okay, so that's good to know. I know, honestly, I was pretty shocked that you didn't like it. But talking about it, I'm like, okay, I can see.
This is why we're friends. You have an open heart, open mind. I share my thoughts and you accept me no matter what.
Of course. Did you, as you were reading it, did you think of me at all? Oh, Haley will like this.
No. I was focused on me, me, me. I was like, why don't I like this? Keep reading, Amy.
That's true.
Because like I said, I like this genre. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a nice, cozy, happy fantasy. You know? Found family. Not really found, because she already has family. Family!
Yeah.
Plus community.
I feel like we had opposite expectations, and maybe that also played a part, because I was not expecting to like it, and as I read it, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of good.
So, definitely opposite experiences.
Yeah. Whereas I think it was like, oh yeah, this is right up my alley.
Yeah.
And then you're like, ooh, yeah. I hate this. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty sad. Sorry. I chose incorrectly.
It's all right. We can't get them every time, you know? But the more we read, and the more we talk about the books that we like or dislike, hopefully we will get there to a point where I know you and I can guess a book correctly, where you would like this.
Maybe we're already there.
I hope so. Maybe you're there. I hope I'm there. You think you got me?
I think I got you. I think, yes, you will like Quicksilver.
All right.
Right? Don't you think so?
No, yeah.
Because
it was on my TBR. I was going to read it.
Obviously, we can't predict ahead of time. We have to have read it and then be able to be like, oh, I think you'll like this. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I lied. I don't think I'm there. I'm still thinking about the other books. I'm like, why don't you like this? Love of My Afterlife? Why didn't you like it?
I know.
So good.
I think writing style.
What is it? What is it that you don't like?
The funny thing is that I don't know. I think it's just vibes. You just read it and you're just like, I can't connect with this.
Mm. Honestly, that's how I felt about that witch's book. I was like, I'm not connecting.
Yeah.
And it feels like reading. Like, this feels like reading. Oh, that's the worst, don't you think?
But the thing is that most of the time it's like, I want to like it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, can't you see yourself like, oh, I like this, this, this. But it's like, why can't I put it together and like it?
Yeah. You're like, in a perfect world, I would love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to really narrow it down. If I was a literary person, I would be able to nail down what kind of writing style I like and don't like. But as of today, in this moment, I just read it and know if I like it or I don't like it. But there are people out there who can say stuff with terms and
well, we stuff. Just did that. We said you only like books with older siblings.
No, I meant like writing style,
oh,
you
sorry.
Know. And those terminologies you learn in AP Lit and AP Language Arts, like those kind of like words.
Sometimes I genuinely think about how much knowledge is just missing. Like you learn about it in school, but it's not like you actually remember.
Mm-mm. So sad.
I do think that is so sad. Yeah, I wish I could just come up with stuff.
Me too. But no, I can't. When I describe writing style, it's like, vibes.
Vibes only. I know, maybe we should work on becoming more specific.
Exactly. Like, why don't... So, maybe we'll start with Allie Hazelwood, Deep End. Okay. I will read that, and I will specifically write down what I didn't like about it. It becomes a book report.
Literally book report? I'm thinking maybe opposite, and we just look up a bunch of literary terms.
Oh.
And then know them. When we go into reading a book. Because for me, I think it's mostly if they use a lot of big words. And also if the dialogue is enough. I think that is a little bit where we differ because I know you like more prose. Whereas I like mostly dialogue so that I'm not actually reading a lot, right?
I feel like I like dialogue too.
Oh, really? When I think of Brandon Sanderson, it's just words. Like so many words. Is there a lot of dialogue?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's that, yeah.
Whoa!
There's dialogue. There's, I think I like really good character development.
Oh.
Brandon Sanderson has really good characters, and he builds upon that, so I think that's why.
Okay.
What is the word we learned? Character's arc? The journey? Archetype? Something? I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Hero's journey.
I mean, that's true. Maybe we should sit in, like, a language arts class. Our language arts teachers will be so disappointed.
I know.
We lost it all.
We're just talking about how we reunited in language arts class.
We learned nothing.
At least we still read. Isn't there some kind of percentage that if you read one book this year, you will have read more than 90% of America?
That's sad. But we've always been readers. It's not like language arts class did that for us.
That's true, too.
Honestly, do you think it's like, did your mom read to you when you were in her womb?
I'll have to ask her. But I read when I was a kid. Like, little. My mom would read to me.
Oh.
Like, library books.
Oh, she would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wasn't in the womb, I was out. What about you?
That does it? No, I don't know.
No, you'll have to ask.
I will. Because I think it would be the saddest thing as a reader. But maybe it's not that sad. But, like, to birth a non-reader feels like a betrayal. What do you mean you don't like to read?
Can you repeat what you just said? To burn a non-reader?
Birth.
Oh, to burn.
Burn, non-reader. Burn.
I'm trying to get everyone around me to read. Everyone.
Your brother?
Oh, my brother's a lost cause, so let's ignore my brother. Everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That seems to be working, honestly.
It's working. I'm on a one-way train.
Wow.
It's one my way or the highway. I was going to say one way or the highway. And I would like to personally thank Haley on this podcast for inspiring me to get back into reading.
You're welcome. So basically, I'm like, you know how like you know how vampires infect people that they bite?
Yeah.
I'm like the lead vampire.
You are.
Because I bit you.
You bit me.
And then you bit everybody.
So basically, this is the Haley reading line.
Yeah. I'll have to watch my back because you might kill me. Oh, also, I was going to read, I saw the sequel of that book that we read in the library, and I was going to check it out, but I have too many books at the moment. But do you have an urge to read it?
The sequel to the book that we read.
Yeah. Come on, Amy, critically think! That one about Star-Crossed by Carissa Broadbent.
Star-Crossed?
Like, no, it's long, and it's got a lot of words, but you've read two by Carissa Broadbent, that other one, mm-hmm. and then this one,
mm-hmm.
the first one you read.
Oh, Serpent and the Wings of Night?
Yes.
And then the second one?
I wasn't even close. Star-Crossed. It started with an S. That's fine.
But I think the second one has stars in it. Like,
okay.
The ashes of the star cursed or something.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Because I thought you liked that book a lot.
Yes, I did. I got 4.5 out of that one.
Wow.
But I guess I like her writing style.
That's true. I remember you saying, though, you don't care to read the sequel.
That's true.
Right?
Because I was afraid it would be bad.
Mm, fair. I read the description of that one, and I was like, what?
You don't remember?
No, I remember how it ended.
Yeah.
But the fact is it feels like it doesn't go where I thought it would go. Like, they go on a quest or something.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I thought it would be a lot of ink. So then I was like, oh, maybe I will read it. It will be worth it.
Hmm.
Add to your TBR.
I know. Yeah, because I didn't want to read the angst, mm-hmm. which is why.
But I think maybe no angst.
That's good.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
Anyways, my recommendation for today that I was telling Amy about is a Netflix show called Running Point. And by the time you listen to this, I assume everybody has already watched it. It was good, wasn't it?
I'm gonna add it to my Netflix watch list.
You should.
Sounds good.
You'll love it.
Since we are recommending TV shows, I am recommending a show that I have just finished on Apple TV called Slow Horses, and it is about MI5, the British intelligence, and they have a department where they send the losers of MI5, the people, the screw-ups, and so it's about that department and how they navigate together. So it's very, I'd say, like, spy action-y, but not in a way you expect because this group is a group of screw-ups. So it's fun, like, the dynamic together, I like that.
Okay. There's 4 seasons.
But there's only 6 episodes per season.
Oh, sweet. Okay, perfect. Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.
Bye! Bye.